A word for you from John chapter 11, verses 1 to 2. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. Lazarus was sick. His sisters Martha and Mary turned at once to their friend Jesus, hoping that he would come quickly and heal their brother before it was too late. Knowing that the Lord loved their family, they expected him to set out immediately for Bethany to do what they could in order to spare them anxiety and grief. Yet the Lord did not respond in the way that the sisters had hoped. Instead of leaving at once for Bethany, he stayed where he was for two more days. We do not want to believe that God would allow anything painful to come into our lives. However, God does not guarantee us shelter from difficulty and traumatic experiences. Noah and his family were not protected from the flood. They were protected in the flood. The children of Israel had to pass through the Red Sea. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were protected not from the fiery furnace, but in the fiery furnace. The Lord was with them and protected them in the fire. Daniel experienced God's protection in the lion's den. Sometimes painful experiences are essential for our spiritual growth. The Lord's delay left Mary and Martha suspended between hope and fear. They suffered the anguish of watching their beloved brother sink into death. They experienced the agony of seeing Lazarus die, and then they had to prepare his body for burial. The Lord had not come in time, and now they were experiencing the disillusionment of bereavement. Yet the Lord Jesus was deliberately delaying. He was completely in control of the situation. Jesus knew that Mary and Martha would not know him as the resurrection and the life if Lazarus had not died. David would not have known God as his rock and his fortress had he not been hunted by King Saul in the mountains of En-Gedi. The Hebrews would not have known God as their deliverer had they not been slaves in Egypt. Our painful experiences can purge us, purify us, and prepare us to be more powerful and more productive in our service for God. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Whoever believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Martha answered, "Oh yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." Martha knew the truth. She had the doctrine right. She understood the truth of the resurrection. Death is not the end of life, but a door to the eternal. It is wrong to call this the world of the living, and the next is the land of the dying. Heaven is the land of the living. We are actually living in the land of the dying right now.